You know, beauty has been a subject for philosophers as far back as Socrates, and they're still at it today. A few years ago, the eminent Italian novelist and philosopher Umberto Eco wrote A History of Beauty, which he followed up with a study of ugliness. Here's what he found.
I graduated with a thesis on aesthetics, so it seems that the problem of beauty was always central to me and to my reflections. Listen, when I made this book on beauty, I believed it was absolutely funny to do it, because, you know, it's a kind of book you have to make a lot of research to find images. But when I started the ugliness, I discovered that beauty is very boring, and on the contrary, ugliness is very exciting. But for a very simple reason. First of all, beauty is more predictable. Even from the point, a theoretical point of view, many philosophers have written about beauty. Even though the notion of beauty changes through the centuries, there is always involved an element of detachment, contemplation without a desire. I can contemplate a flower without wanting to eat it or to have it in my hands or to destroy it. That's the contemplation of beauty. While with ugliness, there are a kind of ugliness that can be contemplated, but there is another that provoke disgust, in which you have not the aesthetic detachment. You have a sort of passional involvement. So in this sense, the phenomenology of ugliness is more complicated than the simple contrary of beauty. The ugliness is infinite. Obviously, from the beginning of the Western civilization in ancient Greece, there was the absolute identification of beauty and virtue and moral goodness, and so, by contrast, of evil and ugliness. But also since the beginning, the suspicion that there are cases in which the external ugliness can conceal moral qualities. According to Hegel, the ugliness enter the religious paintings with a Christianism because they had to represent the tortured body of Christ. While in the Greek tradition, the gods were beautiful. Christ was the first religious figure that was represented as suffering. That's as being a sort of 360 degrees rotation of the concept of ugliness, so that in our era it's very difficult to distinguish ugliness from beauty, because there is a sort of, I called it polytheism, both of beauty and ugliness. There is no more a single God, but there is a plurality. But I think that when saying so, people is exaggerating, because we still have the notion of the absolute ugliness when we see on the TV screen people tortured and killed. We still know what is the absolute ugliness.
Umberto Eco is an Italian semiotician and novelist, author of The Name of the Rose and Foucault's Pendulum. You can hear more from him on our website, ttbook.org.